ただいまから放送によるリスニングテストを行います。リスニングテストは1番の A、B、C、D の問題です。聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。A 文は A、B では1回のみ、C、D では2回ずつ放送します。
では A の問題に入ります。ナンバーワンとナンバーツーにはそれぞれ、あ、い、う、えの4つの図があります。今からナンバーワンとナンバーツーについて英語で質問します。それぞれの質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものをあ、い、う、えから1つ選び記号で答えなさい。では始めます。
Number 1. Ken went to this place with his friends last weekend. They enjoyed swimming and fishing there. Where did they go last weekend? Number 2. Ken read 2 books in October. In November, he didn't read any books, but he read 7 books in December.Which graph shows this?
B の問題に入ります。男性と女性の対話を聞いて応答を選ぶ問題です。今からナンバーワンとナンバーツーの2つの対話を放送します。それぞれの対話の最後に次のチャイムが鳴ります。それぞれのチャイムのところに入る応答として、最も適当なものを、あ、い、う、えから一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。では、始めます。
Number one.
I have lost my pen.
Are you looking for your pen? Is this pen yours?
Oh yes, that's mine. Where was it?
Number two.
Finish your homework before going to bed.
Okay, Dad. I'll do that after cleaning my room.
How long will it take to finish cleaning?
C の問題に入ります。留学生のジムとヨーコの対話を聞いて答える問題です。ナンバーワンからナンバースリーまでそれぞれの対話の後でその内容について英語で質問します。それぞれの質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものをあ、い、う、えから一つ選び記号で答えなさい。では始めます。
Number one.
I'm writing a letter to my family who lives in Canada.
Oh, my brother has lived there before.
質問します。
Has Yoko's brother lived in Canada?
繰り返します。
Number one.
I'm writing a letter to my family who lives in Canada.
Oh, my brother has lived there before.
質問します。
Has Yoko's brother lived in Canada?
Number two.
Hey Yoko, look at these cups.
Wow, they're very nice. I'll buy 2 for my father and mother.
That's a good idea.
質問します。
How many cups will Yoko buy?
繰り返します。
Number two.
Hey Yoko, look at these cups.
Wow, they're very nice. I'll buy 2 for my father and mother.
That's a good idea.
質問します。
How many cups will Yoko buy? Number three. We need to get up early for the school festival tomorrow.
Yes. I'll get up at 6 and come to school by 7. How about you?
I'll get up at 5:30 and come by 6:30.
質問します。
What time will Yoko get up tomorrow morning?
繰り返します。
Number 3. We need to get up early for the school festival tomorrow.
Yes, I'll get up at 6 and come to school by 7. How about you?
I'll get up at 5:30 and come by 6:30.
質問します。
What time will Yoko get up tomorrow morning?
D の問題に入ります。今から高校生のユキオが留学先のオーストラリアの学校で話したことと、それについての質問を放送します。エリックのメモはユキオの話を聞いてエリックがまとめたものの一部です。英語を聞いてエリックのメモの1、2、3には適当な英語を一語で書き、4には質問に対する答えを英文で書きなさい。英語と質問は2回ずつ放送します。では、始めます。
Nice to meet you. My name is Yukio. I'm 17 years old. Last Tuesday, I came here from Japan. I'm very happy now because I have wanted to go to school in Australia for a long time.I'll stay here for 6 months and study hard with you. I like playing baseball and playing the guitar. In Japan, I'm a member of the baseball team at school, but I'll join the music club in this school. On weekends, I like reading books in the library. I hear this school has a big library. I'll go there after school today.And read some books about Australia. I'll be happy if you tell me about your country. I want to talk a lot with you during my stay. Thank you.
質問します。
How long will Yukio stay in Australia?
もう一度繰り返します。
Nice to meet you. My name is Yukio.I'm 17 years old. Last Tuesday, I came here from Japan. I'm very happy now because I have wanted to go to school in Australia for a long time. I'll stay here for 6 months and study hard with you. I like playing baseball and playing the guitar. In Japan, I'm a member of the baseball team at school, but I'll join the music club in this school.On weekends, I like reading books in the library. I hear this school has a big library. I'll go there after school today and read some books about Australia. I'll be happy if you tell me about your country. I want to talk a lot with you during my stay. Thank you.
質問します。
How long will Yukio stay in Australia?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。